This is Stories Worth Sharing from the Church of England.
The Bishop of Oxford, Stephen Croft, talks about why a change in culture is necessary for the church. Bishop Stephen, the Lay Leadership Task Force report, Setting God's People Free, calls for a change in culture in the church. Why do you believe change is needed and what will it achieve?
I think the church in every generation has got to continually think about how all the members of the church are equipped for service in the whole of our lives. And that's something that's been coming increasingly to the forefront of the Church of England's thinking over the last two generations, really. How do all of us live out our Christian lives and our values, not for the couple of hours of week that we are gathered as a church, but for the whole time when we're scattered in our workplaces and congregations? Of course, the majority of our church members are not ordained, are lay, and it's been a growing sense for some time for in many parts of the church that we have to give more and more attention to the way in which those lay members of the church live out their discipleship and witness in everyday life.
So why is the church focusing on Christian life outside church when what it needs to do is increase the size of congregations in church?
We are called to make disciples and we are called to grow the life of the Christian community whenever we can. But all of that growth is for a reason, and that reason is so that human beings fully alive in the love of God can serve our communities and love our neighbours as ourselves with every part of our lives. So we're not called simply to draw people together and to gather people, but to send people. Pope Francis, in his wonderful encyclical on evangelism a few years ago, talked about the church being a community of missionary disciples. And we need to equip the whole community of missionary disciples to live out our faith in a dynamic, vibrant way wherever we are.
And how does the idea that we are all equal in worth and status and ability to contribute lie with the idea of the priesthood being a unique calling?
God calls all of us in our baptism. Every Christian is baptized. We have that in common. And our baptism is a commissioning to a lifetime of service, loving God and loving our neighbor. Within that one common baptism, Christ has many gifts and many ministries, and some of those ministries are about being ordained and devoting your life to the ministry, especially of word and sacrament and service to the wider community that the church designates as ordained ministries. But Christ has many other ministries as well, and callings to use all of our best gifts in the whole of our lives in God's service.
Church has been talking about these kinds of things for ages, but still it continues to decline. Why do you think that this report at this time might make a difference?
I think this report arrives at a very significant time when this issue has been increasing in profile in the church's debate. I'm going round the Diocese of Oxford at the moment for the first time, and this is an issue that's coming up in every place that I've been to. And the report therefore picks up on that conversation and some wider research that's been done to say that this is really important for many, many people. And it also offers some really helpful and sensible ways forward for the church, some levers of change, which I think over the next 10 years will make a significant difference.
That was a story worth sharing from the Church of England. Thanks for listening.